the fact that black people are still fighting to see the use of the German equivalent of the N-word deemed racist, Harsh said, should be telling. In December, the State Constitutional Court of Mecklenburg, Western Pomerania, the equivalent of a state Supreme Court in the United States, issued an ambiguous ruling suggesting that while the term's use can be pejorative, whether it should be considered discriminatory depends on the context in which it is used. The ruling sparked an outrage among many, with more than 130,000 people signing an online petition published on change.org to see the N-word deemed racist in Germany. Can you imagine activists in the United States fighting to get the government to recognize the N-word as a bad word? Arce said. So if you are a black person and someone screams the N-word at you over and over again while attacking you, it won't be tried as a hate crime. Ever since Floyd's death, with protests being held under the Black Lives Matter banner in Berlin and a global conversation taking place about systemic racism, Arce believes many Germans continue to view it as a largely U.S. problem. No one here is talking about this. It's extremely rare, she said. When Arce and other advocates do get contacted by the press, she said, it's to be asked to comment on racism in Germany from a personal, anecdotal level rather than to talk about it from a structural level.